It's a wide world. It's hard to get by just from a smile, girl.
About you. you want to. Money, I'ma front you. Girl, I wanna flaunt
That's
you.
Right.
I'ma always want you when nobody wants you. If I die now, my love will still haunt
Come
you.
On.
Mace ain't the one that'll pay for your phone.
Mace ain't the one.
Mace be the one that'll take you home.
That's
Even
right.
though I'm not the one that gave you the stones yeah. on your days alone, I can make you moan. Everybody know I got more bounce than an ounce.
Bad boy, get more money than you can count.
Why I'm buying things you can't even pronounce. I do it to you cash for a large amount. And when the beef come, you know where to be found.
Where you
Why I be around till the winner is announced.
The winner
Here you go,
is.
Girl, with thousands in your palm. Why you can't let bygones be bygones?
Good fellas.
Where do I go? What must I do if I can't live?
Vaccination against COVID-19 is now underway for priority groups. Visit quebec.ca/COVID-vaccine to follow the vaccination sequence planned for your area and book your appointment online. If necessary, you can also call 1-877-644-4545. Once you've been vaccinated, it's important to continue to protect yourself by following the basic health guidelines. The vaccine, a safe way to protect ourselves. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
I can hear myself. Blessings, beautiful people. Welcome to the Empower Hour on CKUT 90.3 FM. We are on every Thursday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Available on Facebook at MTL Empower Hour. For the next 2 hours, the squad's going to entertain, enlighten, and empower y'all. My name is Miss Trish, and this morning, as always, I'm joined by my partners in light, Queen Kaya, Gina, the Great, and maybe Theory and Farrells. But before we do anything else, like every other show, I'm going to pass the mic to our CEO in order to bless this show and our kings and queens listening and watching this morning.
Grand rising, everybody. I hope everybody's having a blessed melanated rising this morning. I am so grateful to life. I'm grateful to God, our creator, and to the ancestors for making it possible for us to be able to be on air here this morning. And I just ask that today's show, again, let it be very entertaining, let it be educational, and most importantly, let it be empowering for everybody who's listening. Just keep everybody in a spirit of love, light, unity, positivity, strength, and in great health. Hotep, amen, Ashe.
Ashe, Ashe. So happy Thursday, April 22nd, everybody. How's everybody's week? What's going on? What's new? What's old? What's blue?
Man, it was a busy week. It was a busy week.
Okay.
But I had a couple of highlights this week. Mm-hmm. I just want to mention, you know, last week, Pharaoh came here with socks and sandals.
Oh, right. That's true.
But today he has a t-shirt and it's so cold. It's so cold today.
And no socks and sandals. If you guys can't see, but he doesn't have socks and sandals.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
yeah,
it's
yeah.
cold.com outside.
It's cold.com. Cold.com.
But that wasn't my highlight of the week.
All right.
Sunday, I went kickboxing.
Yay.
Yes.
Dope. That's dope. Okay.
I haven't done that in some time. I think like something like 6-7 years or so.
How's the body feeling?
Listen, I got hi-yad right to sleep.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All that kicking and stuff like that. Yeah.
I had dishes to do and everything. I said, nope.
I don't blame you.
I'm taking a shower. I'm going to bed.
I don't blame you.
So,
but the body must have felt like nice and worked after.
Oh, absolutely. I felt the residuals the next day and then got back to my regular workout routine on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. So
beautiful.
Where'd you go for the kickboxing?
So it was a private lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, within the rules and regulations,
mm-hmm.
You can actually do private lessons for 1 to 2 people, 2 people max.
Okay.
And so we were in a studio, which is right near my house, which is great. I'm going to get the name of it. I'll plug it next week. And I'll plug the trainer too. I'm gonna ask.
Yeah, right.
If he has space, because I'm not risking my spot.
Right. Right.
I don't blame you. Because if you plug him, like, dang, you know, you never know.
He might get busy.
Right.
Yes. Because he was already busy for us. Like, his schedule got a little wonky, and so I was like, no, I'm not risking. I'm not risking it. So that was fun. And on Saturday, we went and tried out the novelty ZZ Pop.
What's that? Well, here we go. I know he don't know nothing about this. Neither do I this time. What is this?
No, so my bestie sent me something she came across on Instagram, and it's this new shop. It's called ZZ Pop, and they make waffles. They're kind of like waffle pancakes.
Waffle pancakes.
Yeah,
okay.
And they have like, I had one that had like pretzels and chocolate and stuff.
Nice.
Delicious.
After kickboxing, though?
You went way in.
No, that was Saturday.
Okay,
was
he scared me. I was like, gee, come on. What was the point in kickboxing?
But the thing that makes it novelty is that it's a waffle in a phallic shape.
Oh.
Yes. Hence, okay. ZZ Pop.
ZZ Pop. Okay.
It's I just got it. Okay. Oh, I'm not awake this morning. Oh, ZZ I just got it.
And
I'm like, unfamiliar with that stuff.
Yes. There was a huge line, and you know, because there's nothing to do anyway, like we waited in the line, but like it took an hour.
Yeah,
it took an hour.
Of course
but
it
like,
did.
Like we were really in line, and we're just like, yo, this is taking a minute, but. I was just like, what else are we going to do anyway? So who cares? So we just waited, and it was fine. But my highlight on that was actually speaking to the owner.
Mm-hmm.
Because what it was is that it was his restaurant. It was in his restaurant. And he wasn't really getting any like relief from COVID. You know, you build your business, and you don't want to lose it or what have you. And he just said that he had to kind of think this out, and he just made that pop up within his restaurant.
Nice. Okay.
And to stay afloat.
Well, sex sells, so, yep.
I mean, it does.
It really does.
It's a fun concept. He had to do something fun that was out there that would
I like that,
draw the
though.
Attention.
I like that idea.
And it's somewhere, it's out on the O-Port, on Notre Dame corner of Bosecours.
Yeah, cool.
Okay.
Yeah, not far from here.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Not at all. Okay, that's
so
good.
That was my week. That
that's
was my
good.
Highlights.
That's good. Queen Kaya, how's it going? How's your week?
My week is good, actually. My week was excellent. I got to move around a little bit. So, you know, usually if they say we can't do something, I get out there and try and do it. So yesterday, I took a ride just to see if I could cross into Ontario.
Yes.
And, so they have it seeming kind of like, oh, you know, if you do, you can't do. Okay, so when you pull up, the people are there. They say, where are you going? You tell them where. Why are you going there? If you have a good reason, they let you go through. So I went through. I drove down some. And then I just came back because I just wanted to know if I could do it. So
there you go. You tested the waters. I love it.
That's why we have you, Queen Kaya.
As a child, I had to touch the stove. So
I don't blame you. You know what? I hear you. I hear you, the little rebel. All right. That's what's up.
So my week is good. So at least I got to see for myself that if it was real or not. Right. So this week was like kind of experiment week. So it was a good week.
Good. I'm happy to hear
but
that.
But you know, but hearing the fact that there is actually even like some kind of border security.
It's so stupid.
Is already like.
Ugh.
Yeah, but they had that last year as well.
I never seen
it. Not me either.
I knew it because I was going back and forth. Like at the beginning, mm-hmm. I stayed in Toronto for like 2 months, but mm-hmm. I had to come back and forth. And
okay.
Like while I was in Toronto, they set it up. And then just when I came back, they had just taken it down. But I had seen the barricades and the sign that
really?
Said slow down and all these things.
I had never. Wow.
My mom only used the barricades one day last year because I did it last year over and over just to see.
That's what I'm saying.
They were lying. They had set up some news people to make it look like that.
To Ontario a few times. Myself.
No, because my mom's boyfriend's a truck driver mm-hmm. and he was saying that they were there. So like, I mean, he had to cross the border several times,
right?
But because he's in the truck, they didn't bother him. But he had seen it up there, and then he had told me, he's just like, I don't know how you're coming back or how you're gonna go back because X Y Z.
Okay.
But by the time I came back around, they had removed
everything
it.
Was mm-hmm. gone. Okay. Okay. Hmm. All right. So that's good, Kaya. Baro, how was your week so far?
Pretty awesome. Actually, I did something new or something different, I guess. So my wife and I, we were interviewed. So first of all, that alone was fun because my wife and I don't usually do interviews together.
Okay.
Like, you know, and this was really like a couple interview. It mm-hmm. was just like, so that was really dope. So to be able to be with my queen and be on air.
Beautiful.
That was ill.
Where can we watch that?
Yeah, it's not out yet. It's going to be on a podcast, so I got to give them a shout out. So it's called Melanated Birth Stories.
Mm.
Okay, so big shout out to the sisters who's putting that together.
Very nice.
Sister Orfani and Bobette. And basically it was about our birthing experience.
Okay.
Well, we've had three of them, right? So we were able to, you know, to give the stories and yeah. And it was cool because, like, well, our first birthing story is like my son who's now going to be like 14 this year. Mm-hmm. So we have to kind of dig deep to remember that experience. But what was cool is that we realized that each one of our children the way that their birthing experiences were correlates to exactly how they are. Like,
okay,
as individuals.
That's really cool.
Like, it's
very cool.
You know, like, so it, I know it was interesting, you know, to understand, like, for Huey, it was a cesarean, Phenomenal was a VBAC, but Huey's character, he doesn't push. He doesn't force anything. Like, he's very docile. So, if he doesn't have to, he won't. You understand? So, it's like, understanding that, there's no way he was forcing himself out of anything. So,
that's
how Huey is. Phenomenal's like a little gymnast. She's a gymnast, right? So, she's very flexible, very pliable. So, she kind of slid out, and that's really how she was. And then Zynga's like an explosion. And that's really what
the
birth experience was, you know? So, anyways. So it was a really cool experience, and I have to say it was awesome to be able to share that and then share certain things as a young man coming up.
Yeah.
You know, and being like a new father, and what that experience was like, and the transition and the mistakes made too, because a lot of, you know,
because you're learning at that point, right?
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And so it was great to be able to share that. And I'm looking forward for the podcast to come out, for the community to be able to hear and, you know, benefit from that information. And actually, I told them I'd give them a plug because they're looking for other couples, other mothers who'd like to share their birthing experiences. They're looking for somebody who might have had twins as well. So that could be cool. But if you're listening and you're interested, get in contact with us, and I will definitely put you in contact with the sisters who are running the radio show.
Beautiful.
I think it'd be really awesome.
That's cool.
And I don't understand why everybody's freaked out about the cold, though, on another note. Like,
it
snows every year in
April.
But
not this late, though.
Ah, every year it happens.
The last time it snowed this late was, like, I don't know, early 2000s.
But it happened.
You're so annoying. Yeah, it happened. So what? But it was how many years ago? Nobody was familiar with that. Everybody's there changing into their summer tires
I was
and stuff
still
like
alive.
That.
I didn't.
You didn't change your summer tires?
No, because it happens every year.
Every year, yeah.
One of my friends changed into their summer tires. Mm-hmm. And while that's...
They don't listen.
They should know better.
Yep.
Hey, I'm not... Hey, no comment on that. Mm-hmm. All right. So last week I did a coffee conversations on Nosy Neighbors. I called it on myself, you guys. I called it on myself. On Tuesday, I had to tell my nosy neighbor to mind her business. Found herself looking inside of my apartment putting out my garbage. Absolutely. If you guys check out the latest episode of Coffee Chronicles called Are You Nosy? It's totally about her. So I had to tell her to mind her business because she's asking me, are you moving? What are you doing?
Wow.
Yeah. She's very, very into it. So I had to tell her that. I called it on myself. So since I called that on myself last week, you know, nosy neighbors, I'm calling lottery. So this conversation this week today is going to be about the lottery.
I like it.
What else? I joined West Kent's exercise class, and somebody tried to call me out for being late. Not Gina. I love you, Gina.
Somebody else
with a black t-shirt.
West Kent t-shirt tried to call me out.
I was done, you know, I couldn't like do it fully because I had a meeting, and at the end all I hear is, yeah, thanks for coming, Trish. Then I heard another voice that said, you're late. You were late. But then I was like okay,
Trish is trying to get props for coming to coming to exercise class 5 minutes before it finishes. She goes running in.
No, but listen, Trish is a businesswoman outside of this game, you know what I'm saying? I had a meeting. Well, you were wearing a full fleece sweater. Let's be real. You were trying to get brownie points with your sweater on.
30
minutes. Okay, I seen you.
Is
don't
intense.
Try.
But I'm going to encourage the community. I'm trying to get Westcan to share it, to allow me to share the Zoom live in our group. So that
yeah,
people
why
join.
Not? It was, guys, honestly, it was really fun. It was really, really a lot of fun. And I feel like sometimes when you go to exercise classes, they don't instruct you what to do, but they were really like adamant on here's how you do it and this is how you do it. So that was good. And for me, the snow, well, the snow has a mind of its own. I mean, I'm not mad at it. I don't drive, so I'm good. No winter tire chings for me. But it is what it is. It was a decent week. I'm very happy. Thank God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we're going to go into the headlines, or we're going to do a musical break right now.
Let's do a quick little musical break.
Cool. Is it Throwback Thursday still?
I'm running some Bob Marley.
That's good.
But did I play the right one?
Yes. Thank you.
the philosophy which hold one race superior and another inferior is finally and permanently discredited and abandoned. Well, everywhere is war. This your war. And until there's no longer first class nor second class citizens of any nation, until the color of a man's skin is of no more significance to the color of his eyes, I've got to say war. Until the basic human rights are equally guaranteed to all without regard to race, it's your war. 'Cause until that day, the dream of lasting peace, world citizenship, and the rule of international morality.
That's DJ Farrow on the ones and twos with playing some Bob Marley for us this morning. That was nice.
No,
that was nice.
This reminds the times.
Yes.
The times that we're
gotta in. Play more Bob Marley on the show. That was a nice segue. All right. So this week's headlines. Let's start off with some positive ones.
Mm-hmm.
Derek Chauvin convicted and found guilty on all charges.
Yay.
All charges. I actually watched the verdict in my living room, and I swear I was really nervous. I was like, oh damn, I don't know, you know what I'm saying? I was quite nervous. Did you guys watch it? How was that experience for you when you guys found out that he was guilty on all charges?
I didn't watch, but I definitely caught it when it happened. Like my phone started blowing up.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was a relief, and it felt like the revolution was starting,
you know? right
That's what it felt for me.
Right. Kaya, did you watch, did you see?
No, I only seen the end part of it when someone told me that, because I didn't even realize that that's what had happened. So someone told me, I found a live stream of CNN. I put it on the TV. I catch the end part of it. But I am elated.
Great.
I'm just waiting to see how much time they're going to get him. I hope they hit him with the whole bag.
I hope so, too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I hope they hit him
with the whole bag. And I am going to drink champagne.
Right? I am saving my asti for that. My asti splenatis yes, right there. I'm waiting.
Drink champagne, girl. And dance a jig.
I'm telling you.
This time.
So we have to wait 6 weeks for this actual sentencing, just to let you guys know. So it's not going to happen immediately, but we do know he's in jail at the moment. So.
But each charge is like 10 to 20 years.
Absolutely.
Each,
so. The top charge, I forgot what it was, it's 40 years. So yeah. We'll see what he gets.
Okay, well, I hope that he's being a nice treat until he gets
Hi!
Oh boy.
Sorry, guys. I'm a big bad guy today. Y'all say all the good stuff.
Well, I don't know. I guess I didn't watch it, but I didn't watch anything of it because I don't like what it does to my energy.
So, understood.
You know, so,
yeah, the trauma.
But when I heard the verdict, it was awesome to hear. It was I guess what we could consider good news. I just find it weird, you know, that we're at a place as a society and a community that we have to celebrate the fact that somebody was actually found guilty for committing a crime.
Like we're actually holding somebody accountable,
you
is
know,
what you're saying.
Yeah.
I understand what you mean, but it's because it's what it is and what's happening. You know what I mean? That's why people are so happy.
Exactly.
It's because of the nature of this story, right? So it doesn't, cops don't get convicted. Let's be real. Like they're not found guilty. So the fact that someone finally is, it's like a step in the right direction. People are surprised. They're happy.
Yep. No, yeah. And I'm pushing to see the glass half full. I guess
I hear you.
I'm just like,
yeah, but to see the change has to start somewhere.
Somewhere, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. So, you know, so fingers crossed, and hopefully this sets a precedent. And that,
right.
You know, and maybe we could go back and try some people from back in the times, too.
Right.
Breonna Taylor's murderers, anyway.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Okay. Hello.
Hey.
Eric Garner. Right. Everybody's.
Thanks.
You know what I'm saying? There's a lot. Like, there is a lot. But not too long after, in Ohio, officials released more body cam video footage of a police shooting a black teen and urged community to await the facts. So her name was, is it?
Makaya Bryant.
She called the police for help. And unfortunately, long story short, they ended up shooting her 4 times and murdering her. This video comes out with many different angles. They could have used their taser if their defense was she was charging at somebody, but they refused to. And the cop ended up saying after it was done, "Blue Lives Matter."
Oh, he wow. Sure
Blue Lives Matter. Guys, I need you to speak on it. I need your opinions. Let's nope. start with Gino, Kaya, somebody, please.
Nope. nope. But it's like...
He really it's said Blue Lives drama. Matter, you know. The video, Kaya, did you see that?
I'm so, you know what? I wanted to say something just now, and you said my name, and I felt like a lump in my throat.
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. That's it, because it's not right. I did watch it. People send me these things as soon as they happen, and I was like, whoa, what just happened there? Like, he really shot her down like she was some kind of terrorist or something. The mm-hmm. way they should have shot down the guy who shot up the black church, he shot her down like that.
Like, their response time sometimes for me is, what's the kicker? Because you know, a lot of times things have happened to me, mm-hmm. and I didn't call, but by the time the police had gotten there, it was already way too late.
Right.
And I'm like, I seen the people calling the police. Why it take you 25 minutes to get here?
Exactly.
You know what they do? They be listening to hear the voices that's on the thing. They know if we black on the phone and stuff.
Right.
They know what they doing.
Of course.
That response time gonna have to pick up if y'all still want y'all jobs. Because you force this baby to have to defend herself. They are never there when you need them.
Exactly.
They are only there to punish. I can't take it anymore. Yeah. Like, this is crazy. And that was a baby. When they started showing her TikTok video.
Yes. You can see her little baby face. It's sad, man.
I don't care if she had a knife or not. I've seen y'all disarm white men before with guns and all kinds.
Countless
you
times.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Countless
times. We are tired, man.
Yeah, no. And the thing is, I was talking to my wife about this. And again, not trying to rain too much on our parade. But anyways, we're in the sad parts anyhow, so it's okay. But, but it's like we're taking things like almost out of context, and it's kind of crazy to say, but if you look at these same people and if you look at their history and their pattern, like the people who have hung people from trees, mm-hmm. who watched them burn with their families, like the type of weird sickness that these racists have, like yeah. them shooting a child like that, it's like nothing. Like it's almost wow. like technically it's almost like a better step. They used to actually hang us on trees and right. drag us out of our houses, like just because it was like sport. It was just like, I'm bored today, let's go chase down a blackie. Like it was like so that, you know, just taking it on, putting it all in context, mm-hmm. it's like we have to demand better, like, and we can't be asking for better. We can't be like it's really, we're at a point now where it's like we have to demand better, like, and it's like, because if not, like there's no silver lining to it. There's no, like, it's not going to get better. We can't continue to sit and have conversations and kumbaya and think we are going to resolve this situation. It's like we have to demand better. We have to mm-hmm. You know, man up, be prepared to stand and protect our own, and yeah. be in situations, start creating more independence.
I
like separating ourselves, like creating more space between us and the system. Like, you know, like they don't police like Westmount and Hampstead and
right,
stuff like that,
right.
Like, and so we want that same respect. Like we don't need them policing our areas, our everything that we're doing. We don't need that, you know. So that's really where we're at right now, you know. So yeah, man. Chiggy has just entered the building. Woo!
Yes, yeah, I told you guys, maybe. I didn't lie.
Yeah.
I didn't lie. He smells amazing.
Like a hint of baby powder. A hint of baby powder.
I think some baby powder. How do you just smell it? What you got going on there, Chiggy? You got to tell us. You got to sneak and smell it like that.
That Tom Ford Noir de Noir.
Hey.
Okay, with the Tom Ford. Okay.
Smells very nice. Very nice. Threw me off. Whoa. All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. So anyway, so again, like, you know, not to be Debbie Downer, but it's just
you're speaking the facts, though. You're not being a Debbie Downer. You're speaking facts. Farrell's facts.
Where we at? You know what
right?
I mean? Where we at?
Like, yeah, that actually rhymed. Farrell's facts. Where we at? Okay, let's.
Is that a new segment?
Don't get me started.
Okay, Farrell's facts. Where we at?
Don't get me.
Me. Nope. All right. Unfortunately, we got to go down again. Yeah. Down again. It's all right, though. Another domestic violence murder-suicide brings the count to 10 since February 2021. So police say death of couple on Montreal's South Shore is another case of domestic violence. The bodies were found Friday inside a home in Mercier, Quebec. A day after two bodies were discovered inside a home on Montreal's South Shore, provincial police investigators have concluded the deaths were another fatal case of domestic violence. Investigators believe that Diane Adonair, I'm going to say that, was killed by her partner inside their home on Beauchemin in Mercier, Quebec. Police say Richard West then took his own life.
Yeah.
Too much. So like I gotta say about that. It's a little bit too much, man. Like, geez, Louise, what's going on? Gina, Kaya, talk to me about it. We're women. How you guys receiving this when every time you hear it? Now this is the 10th one.
So here's the thing, too, because we've been talking about this since the pandemic started last year and all this, the shutting down and people being locked in their homes.
Right.
Right, with no outlets.
Right.
If nothing changes, these numbers are going to go
up. Exactly.
And so that's one, that's an immediate a response that we need to have to that.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a whole other conversation that needs to be had with the fact that this is these domestic violence situations didn't start this year either.
Like, you know, exactly. I mean? 100%.
We need more outlets. We need more. We just need more visibility. We need more attention to that.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to support a lot more women in that, because a lot of women who are in that situation don't necessarily have the right
outlet.
Lines of support to have to help them come out of it.
Amen. Kaya, darling.
Well, nobody better not put their hands on me.
Okay.
I'm doing stuff to people's sons. So y'all better tell y'all sons something. You know, I always say I blame the mamas. Y'all better tell y'all sons here. You better know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired. I told y'all, telling I said it on the last shows, I better not see one man raise his voice, his hand, I better not see it.
Yeah, it's
the women to jump men. So y'all get it together. I swear.
Say organizing women to jump men. Is that?
That's what she said.
That's what she
Kaya
said.
Kaya said she says all the bad stuff.
No,
but we have to expect.
No, you gotta keep it 100.
Tell me, I'm gonna arrange a group. We going over there. We gonna be like best friends, slapping fives in the car.
Hey.
Behind
wearing all black. I'm with you.
Call me. I'm in. I'm okay. In.
Call me. I'm dead serious.
Call me.
I'm in.
I will uppercut.
I'm telling you. Gina been kickboxing, so
I will.
It's relevant.
But we're cracking jokes about. But the real is that we have to be prepared to stand up against these things as well. But as men as well, like this is definitely our fight. Like we need to step up. We need to be able to be that. I don't want to just say defense, but we need to be holding our brothers accountable as well.
Absolutely.
I think it is a tricky thing. And I know the reason I say it's tricky, because it's like people aren't coming out and just like speaking about it, saying, you know, hey, yeah, I'm doing this, you know, this is what I do to my girl, like, you know. So it is you kind of have to figure out ways of being able, I don't say pry the information out of people, but you have to try to look in between the lines. So and I know Brother Tiago, there's something coming up. I know we'll probably talk a little more in depth, but It's time that as men we start holding ourselves accountable and start coming together and lifting each other up, and not just lifting each other up, but just making ourselves a little more accountable, you know?
All right. So the next one is, oh goodness gracious, the police gave STM some powers. So a video showing violence between Montreal Transit Security and Citizen is under investigation. The woman is a black woman. Montreal's public STM says it will investigate the use of force shown in a video circulating on social media on Sunday, showing a violent interaction between public transit officers and a citizen. The footage shows two STM security officers pinning down a black woman and then violently fighting her with her as witnesses try to intervene while someone is heard loudly screaming. The incident happened on the platform of Montreal Jean Talon metro station on Saturday.
So I want to mention, sorry, I was going to jump in on
it's
that.
It's all right. No, I kept going. I
originally, they reported that it was a man.
Mm-hmm.
They said, it was jumped. They jumped a black man.
Of course they did.
And they had to re-edit that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the STM's formal stance was, well, you guys didn't see the full video. What you didn't see is that she bit the officer to the point where she broke skin.
We always need an excuse, eh?
But Mayut, how are you going to turn around and fully box the woman like you? Seriously. Like this is a UFC battle.
Like, seriously.
Like what is wrong with you? I don't understand that part.
Yeah.
You're, and you're two men on a woman, so restrain.
Yeah.
Restrain. I don't understand. I understand... Not that I understand. I know you guys view us as superhumans, but we're not.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I like the man literally squared up and boxed her while she was on the ground being held by somebody else. Like you jumped her.
Mm-hmm.
In a context of femicide too.
Yeah.
How do we go from 10 women being murdered in 10 weeks?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then we have city officials boxing a woman.
Like boxing her.
Boxing her,
punching her. Kaya?
Is this the video where you can see, like, there's a couple guys in the metro trying to, like, pull them off?
Yes, love. That's the one.
Yeah.
Okay. So I posted this video the other day, and I want to say that I don't think they went as far as they could have, the guys that were trying to help, but I want to say that that's the energy that we serve in. The police, we already know, like, I don't know how much we can complain about them always doing way too much. And then you go and give some flashlight cops more powers.
That's right.
So now we have a problem because they already had an issue. Like security guards and those guys be the worst in the whole wide world.
Of course. You know? Yeah. Oh, gosh.
The ones with... them ones really be the ones.
They got short man syndrome. They got something to prove.
Mm-hmm.
They absolutely do.
They have short man syndrome.
What do you mean by short?
Like, not so, you like, short. You're not like short. You're taller than me.
It's the Napoleon.
It's like, Napoleon cops. Like 4 foot. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like my ex. All right. Yeah.
No, but it's true. It's true. And it's like, you know, I hate to say it, but it's, I always wondered, right? Like in the killing of George Floyd, what would have happened if just a crowd of people just rushed the cops and just say, you know, like we can't stand here and watch you kill this man.
Right.
Like, you know, and it's like, so I'm looking at circumstances like this and I'm wondering, it's like, do they want to see us do that? Is that what they're, is
I
that
think
what's
they
happening?
Want a story
like,
to
is
tell.
That,
yeah.
Is that where we're going right now as a society? Because they're doing some blatant things. Foolish. Like, you know, well, like.
Or what if George Floyd would have bit him? Would George Floyd be alive because he would have gotten punched in the face and then punched in the head?
Maybe. Like you
imagine
know?
That. Is that the solution to not die at the hands of authorities?
Like you have to go in, you got to go ham. Like that's, you know, it's like, why do we have to even have these conversations? They're supposed to be here to serve and protect. Like
but
this.
Actually, think about it, because they don't have guns, the STMC.
No, they don't.
So
no.
If they did.
Imagine.
It could have been a whole lot.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yep.
Exactly. Shit. If they were given that power.
Do we have
power.
The details on the new powers that they're going to be? I think that would be interesting to come
we
up with.
We could probably get it, but we don't have it
I think
right
they said it's in the upcoming days. They're looking
the
into
details?
It. Yeah, and it's supposed to give them a closer power to the actual. Because they're not
police.
They're
exactly.
not actual police.
But they're going to get.
But they're
very,
get,
very close. And
For skipping for
I
skipping
could only
a fair.
Imagine.
Okay?
$3.50.
Like, they went after her because she skipped the fair. I understand what she did was not legal, but. No, you're not supposed to get boxed up because you skipped the bag.
Listen, do you know how many people jumped the train? Somebody just jumped the freaking turnstiles this morning.
Forget jumping the train for $3.50. What about those Commission Charbonneau that have stolen billions
Thank
of dollars?
You.
What do we do to them? Do we
Hello,
hang them?
Do we,
shoot them?
Like, do we punch them in the face?
Forget punch for $3.50.
I'm saying.
What happens to billions?
Kick them down. Like, what do we. Anyways.
But do you want to know what the funny part is about media?
Yes.
So after this came out?
Yes.
Just yesterday, because this came out this week, right?
Right.
And just yesterday.
Yes.
I seen on CBC, I think it was. Mm. They showed a black man skipping the line, and apparently he aggressed somebody and left out. And they're calling for the public for help.
Oh my god!
You know what?
And this happened in January.
Whoa. Oh
this
wow!
In January
as well. April.
It's CBC though. Is it CBC for
real? I might be calling them out. They just put out the article, right?
Yes. Okay.
And it's like so. This happened in January. They're looking for this guy since January, apparently. But now, all of a sudden, after a woman just got beat up,
exactly.
The next day, you want to be like, hey, guys, there's another black man over there?
Right.
Don't forget this.
Don't forget this. This is the reason why he did this. Mm-hmm.
This is why, payback. You know, this is why we're attacking these fair skippers.
You know what this reminds me of? It reminds me of Harry and Meghan saying, you know, the English house don't like black people, whatever. They don't like black. And then after, the next day, his brother is up cozying up with a black woman.
Yeah.
This is exactly what this freaking sounds like. We're we're just going to move on because Quebec is so wonderful. Next. All right. So Quebec Superior Court, Jesus Christ, upholds most of religious symbol bans, but English language schools exempt. The government plans to appeal, saying exemption will create a more divided Quebec. You think? Anyways, I'm not going to read more. You guys hold on.
What they're trying to appeal, because what they're saying is that they're pushing the Bill 21, which is the secular law, right? Which is very interesting because you guys are pushing all this and you want to take religion out of work and business and government.
Right.
But every one of our holidays is a Christmas
holiday.
Thank you very much. Every single one of them.
Of course.
So how are you going to... So basically, this is just... It's a racist bill.
Of course.
Ultimately, I mean, we all knew it. Yeah. But what the divide is that... Because who's complaining is that they're saying they're going to uphold this bill except for the English school board.
Right.
English and government elected... I think there's two. Inside government elected official position as well, I think.
And so those who are pushing the bill, they're like, oh, well, by you doing that, you having these exceptions, you're dividing us.
You're dividing us.
Sir, if you don't...
Like, we're not... Anyway, let me just... Like, we're not already divided. Anyways. Kaya, Farrell, please speak on it.
No, I have nothing to say about this.
Yeah, me. Kaya.
That's subject.
Yeah.
I can't. It's my friend's just making sense out of the nonsense. I can't do
You can't pick sense out of nonsense. You just can't. Well, this is a myth that's actually debunked. The provincial border crossing, according to Queen Kaya. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you have a good reason, you could cross the border. But apparently, Ontario closing borders and Doug Ford mandating police to stop people randomly and ask them why they are leaving their home. Several Ontario Police Department regions denounce the mandate and state it goes against the Charter of Rights and Freedoms. True.
Yeah, because on top of the borders, they were telling police, like, so Doug Ford said to them, like, you got to randomly stop people to ask them why they're not in their house.
People are in Ontario? Are you going to do that?
Yeah.
That's insane.
And so, like, every police department was like, we can't do that. Like, how are you going to randomly select people? Like, why aren't you home? Because if I'm going to get selected, like, no, talk to me. Talk to homeboy over there.
Exactly.
I'm going to pull that black card. Mm-hmm. Oh, you can't ask me because I'm black?
I love it. Definitely.
I would do that. So
that's it.
It's against the rights.
What about if you're driving with a Quebec plate? Is that an obvious reason to stop you?
Well, Kaya went with a Quebec plate and she was fine. She had a valid reason and they let her go.
Kaya's the definition of savage, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Now, you see, I don't know. I look at this and I'm wondering, these are the signs of the times? Like, and for those who are... kind of for, you know, like tighter regulations to protect us from the virus. Like, is this what everybody wants? Like, I'm asking the questions.
Well, you know, they protesting in these streets.
Well, I see protests. I see protests.
But what
right
are
here.
The protests doing, though? Let's be real. That's, like, is anybody listening
start
to the protests?
Somewhere.
I know you're very right. Like, I understand. Like, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that. You know, you're
just
wrong.
Saying.
But geez, Louise, like something else.
But
like,
have you been to these protests? I went.
You went to which one?
To an anti-mask protest.
Okay, how was it?
Like to kind of like stop this. Yeah. It was actually impressive.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
In what
cops
way?
Are, well, you know, like I think a month before there was the BLM protest.
Right.
Cops were like on horses and ready to beat people up.
Mm-hmm.
Cops were like no mask, chilling, talking.
Because they probably believe it too.
I swear, that's why.
Because they probably feel that way too.
I filmed it.
Yes.
You filmed it.
I filmed it.
Wow.
They actually were hanging out. They went all the way to Radio Canada, and it was about 10,000. Yeah, white folks mainly, and sprinkled in the crowd, you had a black or brown person. It was interesting. Mm-hmm. It was interesting. Dynamics were different.
Okay,
But I do know that they are starting to stand up more. Like it seems like the communities, like we're getting a little frustrated with the curfew, we're getting frustrated with all the restrictions. So it seems like people are.
It's boiling.
Yeah. The curfew is supposed to end, guys, on Saint Jean Baptiste.
Is that what he said?
Of course, on
June 24th.
You mean that Christian holiday?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. On June 24th, we are supposed to be out of curfew. Go bleep and figure. Mm-hmm. All right, I won't cuss. Okay.
Wonder why.
All right. Speaking about wonderful Quebec again, PQ members overwhelmingly endorse applying Bill 101 to CJPs. In a vote, 94%. In a vote, 94% back the idea of blocking Francophones and all Anglophones from attending English CJPs.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Quebec, with the party leadership praising their audacity, members of the Parti Québécois have endorsed a policy of applying the French language charter to the CJEP system. In a vote taken At a party national council meeting Sunday, 94% of delegates backed the idea pitched by the party's youth wing to extend provisions of Bill 101 to CJEPs for the first time since the charter was created.
Where do they live? What planet do these youths from the PG live?
I think they're too lying. That's not. I don't know who they surveyed. That's a lie.
What?
Well, it's a good thing they're a minority.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's a good thing they're not in power.
Hey, that's how I read it. All right. Mm-hmm. Terry, Farrow, Kaya, thoughts?
I think it's scary. I think I'm shockingly discovering that the next generation of racist bigots are alive and well. So
Yes.
But they're raised. They're not born that way, right?
Correct.
So, like, you know, you got to raise them that way. And if you have the Vive Quebec... If you have their parents telling them that, you know, we're losing our language, we're losing this, the immigrants
the
are coming in
and
taking our jobs and all these other things, like, that's what's going to happen. That's what you're raised with.
Kaya?
I'm still not going to speak French. I'm still not going to do it.
That's hilarious.
There you go. And that's it. Square it away.
No, but Kaya's absolutely... Because the thing I've told them... I've had countless meetings with city officials, government officials, and telling them, like, that's not how, like, you approach, like, anything. If you want somebody to enjoy the language, want to learn the language, you don't force it and impose it on them. Because it's actually a blessing to learn another language.
Of course it is.
But when it's forced on
you... Of course it is.
You know? And when, like, you know, they make it seem, well, we're taking away your rights. Like, unless you do that, it's like, nah, I don't want to learn your shit, then forget it. Don't force me to do it. Like, that's just human nature.
The way they're going about it sucks.
Nobody
likes to be forced to do anything.
Exactly. Right? Naturally.
Yeah. You'd be surprised how much people would have done it, like, of their own
volition.
Of course.
You didn't have to.
So, like, shove it down their throats like that. All right. Montreal protesters denounce 8 p.m. curfew as unscientific, harmful to the vulnerable. A group of mass protesters marched through the streets of Montreal on Sunday evening to denounce Quebec's COVID-19 curfew that many described as unscientific and harmful to society's most vulnerable. The group stretched across several city blocks as they marched through the Plateau Mont-Royal, waving signs, chanting anti-curfew slogans, and occasionally booing the police who escorted them on bicycles. Mm. So we were just talking about the protest. Is that the one that you went to?
No, I went to one a couple months back. I just wanted to experience what was it like to be, you know, because the media are calling them like conspiracy theorists and so on and so forth.
Yes, yes.
You know, and it was interesting. It was an interesting dynamic. One thing I have to agree, though, like I remember last year, I remember saying this clearly. I said, oh, watch, we're eventually going to be forced to have vaccine to take the plane, and we're going to have curfews.
Right.
And I was called a conspiracy theorist.
Yep.
They called me that.
Yeah.
And then now...
Look what's happening.
Now
it's like you spoke it into existence.
And now you're trying to say, well, the next step is this. And now you're still... So it's like... You're damned if you speak against it by any way. And that's pernicious. That's where the danger is the government have made anybody who looks like they might be questioning their authority.
Mm-hmm.
They've put down the presumption that you might be a conspiracy. And that's very dangerous.
It really is.
Because the fact that you're just trying to think a little bit, not even like, you know, I'm just trying to ask questions. Where's the science? We know that in Quebec... Over 80% of cases are either at school, because they decided to reopen them like savages, or coming from work. So who goes to work and who goes to school between 8 o'clock at night and 7 o'clock in the morning? That's what I would like to know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Thank you.
That's right, everybody.
I don't know. I'm looking at this, and it's like I shared a video. It was like a political little clip, and they were talking about like it's like a caucus, is
a caucus.
It? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, they put together. It's basically a bunch of MPs and stuff that are against the mask and that are against the vax passports and stuff like that. And one of the studies that they spoke about was the fact that there is a 0.00 death rate for any youth from 19 and under.
Wow.
It's insane.
So, and there's actually been more youth that have died from suicide because of the
actual
pandemic.
But then they'll say that it's COVID.
So taking it in context, like understanding what we're actually dealing with, we do have to take a step back and like really look at really what's happening. What's the narrative? Like really what's happening? And the fact that you have 100%. People, you know, who are willing
to... That's why data matters.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
That's really what it is.
When you come up with these numbers, they skip through the conversations quick.
Yep.
And you know what the government needs to have? I want to see economists on these panels. I also want to see psychiatrists on this. Like, mm-hmm. I yes. get to have doctors, but how about we have, like, psychiatrists talk about suicide, right. like economists mm-hmm. talking about how businesses are being decimated.
Oh, right. my God.
Yes.
So I would love to know why we don't have more diversity of intellectual diversity on those panels to talk to us. I would love to see Legault mm-hmm. and even Trudeau. Mm-hmm. Why do you just go up there with the same people that have been saying the same thing
over and over?
And I'm not saying doctors are not important. I'm saying sociologists and economists should be on those panels as well, because those are two major things in this whole pandemic process.
Mm-hmm. I had made a comment in our Facebook group, because I realized that the main thing is division, right? Divide yes. and conquer. And I said, look, it doesn't matter if you're pro-vaccines or against it.
Yeah.
If you have a problem just connecting with me as an individual based on my choice, so I'm going to be vaccinated or not, then you can't be within this collective. Because
I agree.
We need to not let the system put us against each other exactly. based off of anything, right. really. Because, right. And that's really what, that's the narrative I feel we have to be careful for and be willing to overcome, or, you know, like look beyond, because that's really what's going to be it at the end of the day.
Mark my words, they will have in a couple months or a couple years, people will start to judge you based on if you're vaccinated.
Oh, I think people are already starting.
Absolutely. Like, no, they'll be like, what? What are you?
Yeah, yeah. It's already starting. Yeah. It's already starting.
Yep. You're saying years. It's definitely months.
It's definitely weeks, actually.
Talk about it.
You know why? Because they're bringing down the vaccine age. So that when that starts to happen, that's if you're scary. Not, yeah, it's if nuts. You're not vaccinated at 30, whatever, that's when people are going to start judging.
I saw
you
a third more. Vaccine. They were talking about two shots, and I'm seeing three shots. I'm like, okay, oh, somebody's making a whole lot of money what, right now.
No, because the thing is, and again, I don't want to be a jerk, right? But no. when you think about sales and things like that, like when you have a client, sell. Exactly. honestly,
like telemarketing.
It really is. Like, it's like, okay, cool. When you know a person buys, you can sell them again. Like,
oh my goodness.
So it's like, you took a vaccine? Shit, I got two more. Actually, one. You know, hold on, there's another one that's coming in the next month. And they'll take it, and they're making tons ridiculous. Of money on these vaccines.
Of
it's
course they
crazy.
Are.
One thing I have done, I completely disconnected, because I was like, this
you?
Is too... Okay. Yeah, from those news points from our premiere.
Yes.
Does the vaccine, and pardon if that's been answered, does the vaccine work on the variant, the new variant?
We don't know. Like, that's
the
thing.
Because that's what I'm interested about. Like,
me too.
Why are you giving me, like, mm-hmm. 2020 shots
for
exactly. 2021 problems?
Yeah,
a 99 problem, but a variant. So, give me a 2021, like
woo!
No, you
just
see,
don't know.
And we just got a comment here on Facebook, which is something that we like. I don't know why people aren't discussing this at this point, which is really just becoming sovereign. Like, if it's a matter of the government is not taking care of us properly, maybe it is a matter of saying, you know what, the natives did it, the aboriginals, they're like, hey, we're sovereign, we're doing our own thing.
Yeah,
you know, it's not as crazy as, you know, people might think, and it might be something that we need to start considering as a community.
Absolutely.
And on that note, too, there's something, and I can't deep dive because I couldn't find the article, but did you guys hear about the government wanting to take more control of our children, so to speak?
Like, I saw your post about that, but I didn't really get into it. So explore that a little bit.
I'm gonna deep dive. We'll deep dive next week. I just want to know if you guys have spoken about it. But yeah, because what I had heard is just that they're trying to change they're trying to pass a bill that would give them more rights over our children.
No, you crazy.
What?
I'm talking about what's happening.
I've seen this. I saw Anastasia Marcelin talk about that as well. And
is this federal or provincial?
This is provincial. Oh, and it would give more power ultimately to Bachelor, La DPJ. And I see everybody yelling hashtag defund the police. I'm like, hashtag defund Bachelor.
Bachelor, right.
Because if you want to see a school to jail pipeline that really, it's that Bachelor, the jail pipeline that I would love to see studies on. And shout out to Dr. Alicia Botswain-Kaida McGee. That has made this her purpose, has been fighting for this. And another thing we need to also look at is the Atikamekw, the indigenous power to the Atikamekw people. Mm-hmm. They saw that the DPJ was such a threat to them and their culture. I just learned this week. They started their own DPJ.
Oh.
So their youth don't even get, the DPJ doesn't even get to come on the reserves anymore. Okay. Now they start their own. So what does this mean for us as Black Montrealers and Quebecers to start our own potential Bachelor and say our youth will no longer go in the system.
Right.
We will make sure that they stay within us, by us, village. And keep our culture. So I'm planting that seed right now on the Empower Hour for people to let that sink in. Do we need our own Bachelor? And I think that would make an amazing conversation to bring in a social worker.
I think so. That'd be really good.
I have this clip here to play. When do I play this clip? I'm seeing it in the
What's
run
the clip?
Sheet.
Hit us.
You guys put it in the run sheet.
No, no, don't play it.
Don't play that. No.
I'm watching this on mute. I'm like, what is this?
No, because it was it's the song that I'm going to the streets.
Exactly.
Yeah, but
yo.
Yeah. I have to play it. What do you mean? I can't.
Okay, you can play, but you guys can't see it. Like me and Gina can see it because we've seen it.
It's turning red now.
No, but I've been okay. So you guys definitely follow us on Facebook.
I already did this video, you guys.
You did it? Oh, I want to do it.
You guys,
totally got to do this.
Kai, you got to send that so we can post it.
I'm saying
your version of going to the streets.
Oh my goodness!
And I was saying the peaceful protest. They're protesting against the curfew. So I was like, they're about that life.
Oh my goodness! I love it. The girl is so funny, yo. She's so hilarious. Gee, I'm gonna give you the Raptors news because that's your thing.
Oh. So you guys are nerds.
Listen, I can't see.
I know. Okay. Okay, guys, whoever's watching us online, I'm sharing it on our page right
she
now.
She is so, I love her energy. She's everything, that girl. I'm like, oh my God, this is my spirit animal.
No, my God. Did you
I'm going to do it today. I'm going to do mine today.
I graded it so that you didn't have to play because you have to see it.
I'm going to do it and tag you guys. I got to do mine. Seriously.
I be like, oh, that's why you graded it. I was like, I had already queued it up. That's
oh. they said play optional.
Yeah, I was
that's optional.
But you know, because we had so much bad news, I felt like, you know.
Yeah,
that was a good one.
No, but whoever's watching us on live and whoever just follow us on Facebook, I've been posting all these video clips. So every news article we've spoken about, it's on there. Definitely, you could check everything out.
I love it.
About.
All right, now for the good news.
Yes, for the good news. So last week, you know, I gave you guys a couple of what day we were in April.
Oh yeah, it was like Dinosaur Day last week.
Yes, and on.
It was though, for real. Like it totally. Tizzy's laughing.
She's not even lying.
He's no. But it was Dinosaur Day last week.
But yeah. I feel vindicted because on Velociraptor Day.
See. Bam, 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 bam. It was Raptor Day. Velociraptor Day.
Yep.
I couldn't pronounce it till this time. This right moment. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they won.
Yay!
Raptors
play. Good job.
But not only that, but it's have to speak. So two players on the Raptors are from Montreal. One from Oklahoma City was from Montreal too.
Beautiful.
So Montreal definitely stood up in the NBA that day.
Go Montreal. Mm-hmm.
But shout out to Chris Boucher, who finished with 31 points.
Ooh, yeah, man, that's what's up.
12 rebounds.
Yay.
10 out of 16. Hey. While grabbing 12 rebounds.
Mm-hmm. Yay.
Including 6 on the offensive
glass. Okay.
Great. Right. I love that.
Okay, putting Montreal on the map.
Okay.
Okay, Canadians in the NBA.
And I think Ken Birch plays there now. He left Orlando. He's now playing with Chris. And they were playing Lugane Dortz, who's also been having a great season. Shout out to all three of them.
Nice.
Yes. NBA coming with the goodness.
It's funny. The pitch in the article.
Gina had a little twitch in her.
She's a basketball player. That's Gina's lane, man. That's what Gina is.
It makes me happy. I have a hard time watching this stuff like that because I don't have cable. I cut off all that stuff, so I was watching stuff on other links. Some of my links don't work no more.
Mm. It's okay. Don't worry. They go come back.
You know,
it's okay.
I catch the highlights.
It's mm-hmm. okay. They go come back. They're going to come back.
I catch the highlights.
They're going to come back. 5 jobs to apply for in Montreal if you're hoping to make bank this summer.
Word.
Yeah. So summertime. Okay. Ooh, I sang it and you guys didn't do anything. All right. So summer, the reason for sunshine and making money. All right. So there's something about the sun staying up longer that makes us feel like there are suddenly more hours in a day, mm-hmm. which for more people means more time to make more money. So mm-hmm. we found 6 exciting summer jobs in Montreal for you to check out if you're one of those people. So you want to be a cashier or a salesperson. You could be a sack.
So here's the thing. These aren't like the super. Well, actually, this one pays at $21.01.
Yeah, that's a sack.
That's not bad at all.
But I think it was important to mention because a lot of people have lost their jobs.
Of course,
last year.
Absolutely.
A lot of people don't know don't know what's out there. So I think it's important to mention. You know, for the especially new grads too. Like,
of course.
Graduating last year was very hard.
It was rough.
Like you didn't get to jumpstart your career. Things weren't necessarily available the way you needed to.
True.
Luckily, the market is coming back up as of February. It's working its way back up. But for all of you guys who may need something in the meantime,
There is some stuff. You can be a customer service restaurant employee at La Ronde or a boutique attendant. There's also a production clerk at PepsiCo starting at $22.44.
How did they not
hour.
Put the price of La Ronde, though?
La Ronde said it had various, it was various positions.
Yeah, because it's more than cheap, one, yeah. Perhaps. Yeah, there's yeah. tourism.
Can we put in the money, like the amount?
You see, this one here kind of have a problem with tourism jobs. We're blocked off. We can't go nowhere. Anyways.
But it's going to happen. Though. Oh, yeah.
Always. St. Jean-Baptiste.
Hold on. But the next point you'll see something's coming up.
Okay, hold on. Hold. A waiter.
Minimum wage plus tip.
Okay. At Cozier AML in Montreal. Okay.
Did we say this is how you get bank? Like you can make a lot
no,
of
no,
money?
No, 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 no. We said this is how you get in jobs.
Oh, fast.
Yeah,
okay.
But the caption says how to make bank.
It's called clickbait.
We didn't write that caption.
We didn't write it. This is we give credit to Montreal Blog because we did not write this one because if it's about bank, well, I'm just going to close this down.
Mm-hmm. Oh, here's the thing. If you a new grad, that is bank.
It
though.
Is, yeah. If you a new
like
grad,
40,000,
it's bank.
40,000, 45,000 new grad. I mean, that's not what I was thinking.
No,
not when I graduated.
No.
Yeah. Hey, I'm not mad at Montreal Blog. For pointing us to some jobs. Like,
no, that's
shoot,
good.
Not,
I mean,
I'm
opportunities are good. I mean, you could just post that on our Empower Hour page. And Montreal's jazz festival, Francos de Montréal, plans to return this fall. So details will depend on public health measures, but outdoor events are in the works. Okay.
That's why you have the jobs at Toulouse Montréal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Montreal International Jazz Festival, the name Franco de Montréal, are hoping to return this fall after being forced to cancel last summer and the one coming up due to the pandemic. Organizers are planning to hold both virtual and outdoor shows. Sorry, what were we going to say?
Can we call it the Dudu Boissel Festival instead?
That would be dope.
Sure. I mean, hey, call it what you
Black
want.
Black man started this.
What do you mean? He started it. He found it. It was crazy. Like,
yeah,
to know
call
it was just
that.
Jacked. It's kind of wild.
I like the jazz festival. I'm just like, yo.
We could call it the Dudu Boissel Jazz Festival.
Yeah,
that's
sure.
What
like
we that. Should.
Yeah, like with that. The Dudu Boissel Jazz Festival. Yeah, all right.
Too.
I'm feeling that.
Okay, so DDB Jazz Festival.
Hey,
go.
We sounds
go.
Like porn. DDB.
Why did you have to do that? You know,
I don't want it abbreviated.
It's a family show.
Is it? Show. Oh, okay. Sorry.
I Jesus mean, Christ.
All right, we're transitioning people.
Oh, so how?
What happened?
What happened to that?
Oh,
like that?
Come on, Farrell. Oh, jeez, Louise.
If you
what's
don't.
Happening? Hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait.